You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with one of my favorite people ever, Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com. Thomas, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel clean. It's that time of year.
That's what I wanted to hear, man. That's what I wanted to hear. Things are getting exciting. We're literally a week away. It's Friday, and we're a week away from opening day. And the Rockies have a lot of good things going for them. We're going to talk about that. But first, I want to get to Antonio Senzatella really quickly, Thomas, because you wrote about how he could force the Rockies' hand to work out a six-man rotation. Is that right?
Yeah, I think what they would do is actually keep him as sort of a long reliever or keep somebody. He has pitched so well this spring. I mean, they asked him to work on some of his off-speed stuff. His breaking ball is doing well. He throws a curve and a slider. He also is developing a changeup. So to be able to walk out of spring training with six starters, maybe one used in a long relief role, would be great.
All right. Now, Thomas, there's been a lot of storylines in Rockies camp. What do you think has been the biggest one so far?
I'll tell you what, it's some of the young talent here. David Dahl, who missed all of last season with a rib injury, he's really performed well this spring, but also Ryan McMahon at first base. But, you know, they have Ian Desmond, but it looks like McMahon has a good chance to force his way onto the team, which would mean Desmond would split his time between first base and left field and have Gerardo Parra splitting his time between the starting lineup and also coming off the bench. So that's been really interesting. McMahon, one of the better prospects in the minors going into the year, and he had hoped to get the first base job clean. But when they signed Carlos Gonzalez, it created a depth issue, which means that it looks like there's going to be a lot of talent in AAA with the Rockies this year.
Would you say that McMahon was the prospect that stood out the most to you in spring?
I would say he was. Dahl has, I guess, graduated from our prospect list, but I still see him that way because, he had played some in the major leagues, but he missed all of last year. So definitely McMahon sticks out, but a couple of other guys really, I thought, had very good camps. Brendan Rodgers, the number one prospect, played very well, a lot of shortstop and a lot of second base, and I've seen him the last two mornings working out at third base, so they want to make sure that they maximize him in every way, shape possible, just in case something happens to Arenado, maybe, or Trevor Story, or DJ LeMahieu as the year goes on. But also, Garrett Hampson at second base has been very good, as far as I'm concerned. I think he was a third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, and a lot of people saw him as, quote, just a utility player. He's more than just a utility player. He's the type of guy that you could start at second or shortstop. I know they introduced him some to center field during instructional ball, but that's a project for another time. The way that he runs, he's a real weapon for them. And they have some minor league outfielders, guys who are at the Class A level, Sam Hilliard and Jonathan Daza, who played well this spring. And whenever they've been called over to play in a big league game, they've also played well. So the minor league system is in pretty good shape. There's a lot of talent coming, and if they have tough decisions to make at the big league level, they may not be as tough with the talent coming behind them.
All right, Thomas, we've talked about a few certainties for this season, but what about an uncertainty? What's the biggest question mark heading into 2018 for the Rockies?
Well, for me, it remains starting pitching, even though their young starters did so well last season. But let's face it, the league knows more about them, and can they adjust? That was one of the reasons why, going into the spring, they actually gave their starters all different assignments, different things to work on, to where they could come back with some new tricks this year. The question will be, can they follow up on last year? Nobody really failed out of the starters last season. So at some point, you would expect some guys to go through some tough times, and then the Rockies will have to, make some decisions. Hey, is this guy really our guy, and we're going to let him pitch through this? It's all happening under the system of a pennant race right now.
And, Thomas, to wrap up, obviously the most important question on every Rockies fan's mind is how are they going to get back to the postseason? They had a little taste of it last season against the Diamondbacks in the wild card, but what has to go right for them to contend again this season?
Well, two things, starting pitching and relief pitching, and there are no better reasons than that. They were able to build up the bullpen in the offseason with Wade Davis and Brian Shaw and retaining Jake McGee in the bullpen. And those young starters, John Gray, I mean, we talk about him as if he's been around forever, but this is just his third full season going into it. Chad Bettis is the oldest of the crew at 29. He missed most of last season battling cancer. He's back and pitching pretty well. Also, Tyler Anderson, it's going to be his third season, and everybody else, it's just their second season. So can those guys get it done the way they did last year? They proved last year it can be done.
There you go. Thomas, when do you head home?
I will head home, let's see here, on the night of April 5th.
Okay, and when does the team go back?
I don't leave Arizona because they open against the Diamondbacks, then go on to play the Padres in a four-game series after that.
There you go. Okay, and so you guys are staying there?
Yeah, we're staying here. I'm going to stay here until the team moves on to San Diego on Sunday, and then after that, stay in San Diego, and then finally get home. And I think I'll recognize the route from the airport to my house. I'm not sure, though.
You might get one turn lost, but I think you'll make it back safely.
That's right.
Awesome. All right, listen, if you still need your Rockies fix, you can go to Rockies.com and check out all of Thomas's work. They're going to be a great club to watch. I'm keeping my eyes on them for sure. With Thomas Harding, I'm Danny Wexelman. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.